Good morning. Today's Daf Nazir Yud Ches. We're on Yezayin Amud Beis. We're starting with the Gemara, like right around in the middle of the Amud. We are starting with, we're dealing with the question of Rav Ashi. Okay, over here, just to appreciate yesterday's Daf, today's Daf. We all need familiarity with the Pesukim. So, and I'm not going to go through the Pesukim right now, but just in general, I'm going to make assumptions in terms of we all have basic knowledge regarding the Pesukim. We're describing and discussing now Nazir B'Tumah. So Nazir B'Tumah, odd situation. The Mishnah introduced us to this concept a couple days ago. And that is that you elect to become a Nazir while you're in a cemetery. You don't have to actually physically be in a cemetery, meaning you could have been in a cemetery and just never resolved your Tumah. In other words, your timing may send you, and now you elect to become a Nazir. Your timing is poor, but right now without shaming his decision. So the question now becomes, what exactly is going to be, what is his status regarding a Nazir? So this already was a lengthy discussion. We discussed this back on Tev Zayin, Yud Zayin, and we're going to continue discussing it today. And so when all said and done, without going over the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, two versions of that Machlokas, if we could say it succinctly and nice and easy, and that is that you're a Nazir. Okay, now obviously you got issues you need to resolve. You are Tamei. We got room for everyone. Yeah. You are Tamei, and as a result of that, obviously you need to resolve that Tama. But short of that, outside of that, you're a Nazir. You are absolutely a Nazir. Not only that, but as we also concluded, not only are you a Nazir, you can't start counting your Naziris. You're in a state of Tama, but if you go ahead and violate any one of the Yisurim of Naziris, you in fact are going to be the subject of Malkus. So you're a bona fide Nazir. Good. So that part's easy. Now, we also learned, in other words, if we can go all the way back to the Mishnah finds itself on Tzayin Amud Beis. So now, in terms of resolution of your Tumah, so that's easy. So in other words, you have to, first of all, go through the procedure of Paraduma. That's obvious. And then afterwards, there are Karbanos that are brought. You're not going to bring a Karban. Okay? The Mishnah made that very clear. So Mishnazir Vubei Vesek Farsim, just rereading the Mishnah all the way back on Tazayin Amid Beis. I feel Hayasham Lamid Yom Ain Olam in a Minyan. So the Mishnah made 2 points. Number one, any day from this point going forward is not counted to yours in the zeros. It seems to be an extraordinarily obvious point, but still, the Mishnah says you're not counting a single day towards the zeros, and Aino Mavi Karban Tumah. And you don't bring Karban Tumah. Now, why don't you bring Karban Tumah? So that we already explained. You don't bring Karban Tumah because since you started your Naziris and Tumah, you never had successful days counted. Because you never had successful days counted that are going to be lost, so consequently, you're not eligible for a carbon tumma. Okay. So you don't bring carbon tumma. That part's clear. So what do you do? It's actually pretty simple. You simply just go through the Tara process and you start counting when you finish with your Tara process. As we already expressed numerous times, it's a subtle point, but it's important, and that is when do you get to start counting your Naziris? From which day? Day 7. In other words, the Tara process is 7 days. On day 7, you once again get sprinkled with the Paraduma. You will be toveling in the mikvah. Now, you do need Harav Shemesh, that part's true, but still, you can start counting day 7 as day 1 towards Naziris. Okay, Tosfos already commented a couple of times, that's a little bit strange, meaning aren't you still recovering from your Tumah? You are not yet fully Tara until you have what's called Harav Shemesh, until nightfall. So Tosha says, I know, but that's Tumah Klisha. At that point in time, your Tumah is more or less been resolved. What is remaining is just a little bit of lingering residual Tumah, and it's not enough to prevent you to stop you from start counting already on day 7. Okay. Now for your standard Nazir, who started B'Tahara and then becomes Tamei, there's no way you could start counting on day 7, of course. Because what happens is that you go through your Tahara process, that's a 7-day process, but then you next day, on day 8, you have to bring Karbanos. The Karbanos that you bring on day 8, so that's going to be the conclusion of the process. So you can't start counting until day 8. Good. That is everything that we set up until now. That's been pretty straightforward. Question. We are going to go back to our Nazir Bekever, a Nazir who elects to become a Nazir while in the cemetery. And Rav Ashi asked a question, and this is what we're dealing with. We started the question yesterday, and we're going to deal with it today. And that is that So I now know, meaning the Mishnah told us already, that you're not going to be bringing karbanos on day 8. That part I get. How about tiglachas? How about the shaving of the hair? Is that going to be done? Now, remember, and again, you go through the psukim. You'll know this by going through the psukim. So the tiglachas of a Nazir Tamei is not the same as tiglachas of a Nazir Tahor. The tiglachas of a Nazir Tahor is done when? After having counted his minyan, then on the concluding day in which he brings, not on the concluding day, but the next day in which he brings his karbanos, it's on that day he's going to be doing tiglachas. He will be shaving his hair on the day that he brings karbanos. That part's clear. Again, just going through the psukim. However, when it comes to a Nazir Tamei, who brings his concluding karbanos, the tiglachas is not done on day 8 when he brings the karbanos, but rather the tiglachas is done on day 7. So, tiglachas day 7, karbanos on day 8. And the question Rav Ashi is asking is basically as follows. How connected is the tiglachas of a Nazir Tamei to that of the karbanos? Otherwise stated, since he doesn't bring the karbanos on day 8, that's established, does it also mean that he doesn't do tiglachas on day 7? Or maybe no. Maybe for the Nazir Tamei, tiglachas and karbanos are two totally separate points of action when it comes to the Nazir Tamei. And even though he doesn't bring the karbanos on day 8, but he's still going to be doing tiglachas on day 7. Good. That's a question of Rav Ashi. And the Gemara is going to continue discussing. So Tashma. So this is where we left off yesterday.
If he has consecutive Naziris, does he have to do tiglachas between them?
Yeah, sure.
He has no choice.
Tiglachas is part of the carbon process. But you're confusing right now. In other words, we're not talking about Nazir Tahor, we're talking about Nazir Tamei. And we're just talking about his ability to resume his Naziris. Tashma ain li alali me tumaso ain olin lomin aminyan. So over here, the Gemara is quoting a Braisa, and the Braisa is going to be compare and contrast. Okay, now in order to appreciate and understand the Braisa, so let us also advance the following information. We saw this before, but let's say it again. If you happen to be a Metzora during your Naziris, so it's an unusual behavior in that your Metzora is tummy, meaning it's a significant tumma. It's not going to undo your Naziris. Every day that you counted up until now still counts. But what it's going to do is it's going to pause. It's going to suspend your Naziris. And then when you resolve your tzaras, your tumat tzaras, then what you'll do is you'll go back and you'll now resume counting where you were before. Okay? Admittedly, it's unusual. And by the way, Mitzora, right, in Hashkafa and Halacha, Mitzora is usually viewed as a mace, right? Miriam. And so one could have thought for a moment that just like Tumas Mace now undoes the Naziris, that's a given. So maybe Mitzora would do the same thing. Tumas Mitzora would do the same thing. And it's not the case. Tumas Mitzora does not undo it. It just suspends it. Okay? That's it. Those are your dios. Those are just simple, basic facts that we need to know. And now we'll go to the Braisa. Tashmain le'ala tamash ein olalom en aminyan. Yemei chiluto. Minayan. So I know that Yemei Tumah is not going to count towards the Naziris. How about Yemei chiluto? So Vidinu. So the Gemara says, okay, let's argue. In other words, Kavachomer. So my Yemei Tumah, so Megalech, Mevi Karban, Af Yemei Chiluto, Megalech, Mevi Karban. So on one hand, very similar to one another, meaning that when a Nazir becomes Tameh, so what does he do? So he brings Karbanos. He's Megalech and he brings Karbanos. So if you look at the end procedure of the Mitzorah, in other words, for that, you're just going to go through the 14th parak of Ayikra. So over there, even without going through it, okay, right? The Gemara is telling us. Same story. Giluach and Karbanos. So ma yimei tumaso ein olalom en aminyan, af yimei chiluto ein olalom en aminyan. So the Gemara says that, look, when you are tamei tamei meis, so that doesn't count towards your Naziris. So same thing with Mitzora, it doesn't count towards your Naziris as well. The days in which you're a Mitzora. Good. That's the Kavachomer. Kavachomer might be a little bit strong. In other words, but still, side by side comparison of the two would yield what seems to be the correct result. So the Gemara says, well, the Gemara says, okay, I know there are points of comparison between Tumas Meis and Mitzora. I know that. However, Ima mar bi me tumaso, sheke mevata behem, es akodmim. Leficha cheno lomom en aminyan. So tomar bi me chiluto sheino mevata, es akodmim. Leficha cheno lomom en aminyan. So the Gemara says, okay, But as much as I liked the side-by-side comparison, here's where it falls apart. You see, when you become Tamei Meis during Nazirus, you know what happens? It undoes all the previous days. When you become a Metzorah during Nazirus, it doesn't undo the previous days, but rather suspension. That's all it does. But every day you count it up until when you were a Metzorah, they count. When you finish becoming Tahor from your Tzaras, you're just simply going to resume. So I can't really compare them side by side. So Amart, Ma Nazir Bekever, Saroi Rai Teglachas, Ein Ololom and Aminyan, Yimei Chiluto, She'ein Rai Letiglachas, L'Kol She'ein She'ein Ololom and Aminyan. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's do the following. Let's do the comparison in this manner. When it comes to a Nazir Bekever. Now again, Nazir Bekever, that's our discussion. That's our topic. So a Nazir Bekever is somebody who decides he's going to become a Nazir while in a cemetery. And over there, Sa'aro Roi Litiglachas. Eino Lomen Aminyan. And what's going to happen is that that hair is destined to be cut. It's destined to be shaved. And yet, Eino Lomen Aminyan, any of those days cannot be counted. So Yimei Chiluto, Ein Rai Litiglachas. Now, when it comes to Yimei Chiluto, well, that hair is not destined to be shaved. Now, to be clear, because it did take me a moment to wrap my head around this line of the Braisa. What do you mean the Metzorah's hair is not destined to be shaved? Of course it is destined to be shaved. Meaning the Metzorah's Tahara process includes shaving of the hair. What the Braisa means at this point in time is that the Metzorah's hair is destined to be shaved, but not for Nazir purposes. That's for Metzorah purposes. So therefore, when I'm looking at the two of them side by side, so lo kol shekein in olin lo min aminyan. So over here, look, if the Nazir Bekever's hair is destined to be shaved, and that is not qualified, doesn't count to the to his Naziros. So when I look at the Metzora, whose hair is not going to be shaved, legabe Naziros, for sure those days are not counted towards the minyan. Okay. Now, really the truth of the matter is that the point and purpose of this Braisa is just simply to go ahead and litigate whether or not a Metzora can count his Metzora days towards Naziros. The conclusion is he can't. And yet, the Metzora is different than Tumas Meis. Metzora only suspends his Naziros. Tumas Meis undoes all the counting that he did prior. Okay, those are points that we know. What are we interested in? One little snippet of the Braisa, where the Braisa said that when it comes to a Nazir Bekever, Sa'aru Roi Litiglachas, that when you have a Nazir, tell me what's going to happen to his hair. His hair is going to get shaved. Now, shaved when? Now, if we go down the road, there really are two points in which the Braisa could be referring to. Meaning, on one hand, he's a Nazir Bekever, which means he's going to have to resolve his tumah. He's going to have to shave his hair on day 7. Presumably. Meaning, that's the question that we're trying to ascertain. So right now, that's one possibility. Of course, the other possibility is that maybe no. Maybe that when he becomes Tahor, he doesn't shave. But rather, in other words, he just does 7 days of Tahara. And now what? Now he'll let his hair continue to grow. And now when you get to the end of Naziris, you shave your hair legabe, a standard Nazir at the conclusion of his Naziris. Oh, yes.
When you talk about shaving, isn't it required to have a 30-day growth of hair to shave?
Not for the Nazir Tameh. Meaning what the Gemara is suggesting is that for the Nazir Tameh, for him to start his Naziris anew, so maybe the Tiglachas is required on day 7. That is not shaving for purposes of conclusion of his Naziris. That's shaving simply because it's part of the procedure of a Nazir Tameh.
So what is the Braisa saying? The hair is fit for shaving, or the head is fit for shaving?
It's describing the hair. Everything over here is the hair. So my lav tiglachas toma. So the Gemara says, so when the Braisa talks about a Nazir Bekever and his tiglachas, is it not talking about the tiglachas toma? If that's right, now we have a resolution to Rav Ashi's question. The Gemara says, okay, but again, that's an if. And you know what happens to those ifs. In other words, it's only possible. We don't know for sure. And lo, tiglachas tahara. And the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Braisa was referring to. The Braisa was referring to the tiglachas that's done at the end of his Naziris. After resolving the tumah, after resuming his count. Then and only then, at the end, then that's the tiklachas that the Brisa was making reference to. Hachinam and Mistabra, and the Gemara says, and I'll tell you what. If you just give it a little more thought, you know that's what we're referring to. So the Gemara says, because if we're talking about the tiklachas of Tuma, if that's what we were describing, well, then how? Remember what the Brisa was trying to do? Let's compare and contrast. Tuma, Tumas Meis versus Mitzora. If we're talking about the Tiglachas of Tumas Meis, isn't that basically the same thing as the Tiglachas of Mitzora? So the Gemara says, lo, Tiglachas and Nazir's Ketani. No, the Gemara says, not necessarily. Because when we're talking about the Tiglachas of a Nazir, even though it is a Tiglachas that is part of the Tahara procedure, and in that regard, it is similar to Mitzora, I'll give you that. But when all is said and done, ultimately, it's for the purposes of Nazir, and therefore it's not the same. Okay. I admit that little bit of Gemara over there was hard. The whole point of that Brisa over there and our analysis of the Brisa was just to try to come to resolution on Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi wants to know, a Nazir Bekever, when we know he doesn't bring Karbanos on day 8. That's a given. That's a known. And the only thing that is open for now discussion is Tiglachas on day 7, yes or no? And so Rav Ashi asked the question, and the Brisa may have been an indicator on whether we do or we don't do Tiglachas on day 7. And the Gemara says, yeah, but when all said and done, it is not clear. Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, consider the following. V'time Rosh Nizro. V'tashinima kasam edaber. Shutan avar sera v'avatsi porin. So liftor es uliftor es anazir bekever shein town avar sear vavasi porin. So over here, when we have a brisa, and the brisa is actually very clear. So what happens over here is that the Torah describes a person, a nazir, becoming tamei, and the brisa says we're talking specifically about a nazir that was tahor and becomes tamei. There he needs all the processes. Number one, shaving on day 7. Number 2, the bringing of birds on day 8. Number 3, let's leave it like that. In other words, the day 7 shaving, the day 8 karbanos. Now it says pair of birds, by the way. Not to forget the karbanasha. Meaning a nazir b'tuma, on day 8 is going to be bringing two birds, one ola, one chatas, and also an animal karbanasha as well. I know the Brisa doesn't mention it, but the psukim do. And liftor es nazir bekever shein town avar serva vatziporin. And when it comes to a nazir bekever, that's our discussion. So the Brisa says over here that no shaving is required, no karbanos are required. Okay. Truth of the matter is that we could stop right here. Meaning Rav Ashi's question now has been resolved. The Brisa over here says it. Again, I know I've been making this point recently a lot, but if we have this brisa that we're right in the middle of right now, so why go through the analysis of the previous brisas, which may or may not have been conclusive? And meanwhile, this brisa over here is conclusive. And remember, go back to what I told you earlier. In other words, the base measure is a laboratory. In other words, and a lot of testing is done. And we get to see some of the testing that's done. And even though the results don't yield, good results, but still, in other words, analysis of Bryce's is what they did in the base medrash, and so we see some of it. Okay, Valodvarim Kavachomer. Now, even though the truth of the matter is that really the discussion is over, but we're here in the Bryce, let's finish the Bryce. Valodvarim Kavachomer, Ma Tarshinitma, Taunavar Serva Avatsi Porin, Misha Tamim Mitrila. So, in addition, Shiehei, Taunavar Serva Avatsi Porin. So the Gemara says, look, if I didn't have a drasha and I was left on my own to figure it out, I would have said, of course he's got to shave on 7 and bring karbanos on day 8. Meaning if you were a nazir tahor and then becoming tameh, you have to go through this process. If you were tameh from inception, of course you have to go through the process. So left to our own devices, that's our conclusion. But that's not correct. So tamalamar v'timei rosh nizro. B'misha yator v'nitma kasam adabri sheyetan avar serva avatsi parin. Liftor sa nazir bekever. So what do we have? We have a drasha, meaning the drasha tells us otherwise. So left to our own devices, we would have said a nazir bekever would have to go through the process of shaving and karbanos on day 8, shaving on day 7, karbanos on day 8. That's if we were left to our own devices. Drasha tells us otherwise. Anyway, question resolved. Yesterday, Rav Ashi wanted to know whether or not a Nazir B'Kefer is going to be shaving on day 7. Answer now, after what is a pretty lengthy discussion, right? We discussed it half of an amud in yesterday's daf, half of an amud in today's daf. Okay, but we're here, and the answer is no. There is and again, I'm going to say it like in a little bit more lumdus, not heavy lumdus, but basically, you see that there's an intrinsic relationship for the shaving that's done on day 7 and the karbanos that are done on day 8. Again, I go back to a nazir who concludes his nazirus. The Torah screams to the relationship between the shaving and the karbanos. The hair is shaved on that day. The hair is taken and put under the pot in which the karban shlamim is being cooked. Clearly, there's a relationship. However, for the nazir b'tumah, it's not as clear. The nazir b'tumah is shaving on day 7. The karbanos are being brought on day 8. It could be divided. So that's, and the Gemara's conclusion is, yeah, but it's not. Meaning once the Nazir B'Toma doesn't bring Karbanos on day 8, he's also not shaving on day 7. Okay. Mantana. Had the Tana Rabbanan, ain bein tamei Nazir, I'm sorry, ain bein tamei shenazir, le Nazir tarshen in ma'ela she, tamei shenazir ashvi shalo ololo, min aminyan. And ve Nazir tarshen in ma'ein shvi shalo ololo min aminyan. Okay, so let's go over a point that we've already made numerous times, but now the Gemara is going to identify. Okay, first of all, the point. The point is that a Nazir B'Tame. So at the point of origination, when he started his Naziris, he was Tame. Okay. He has to go through the Tahara process, but he can start counting his Naziris on day 7. A regular Nazir who started B'Tahara then becomes Tame, he can't start counting until day 8. Good. We made this point already numerous times. The Gemara now wants identification. Who is that? Amar Rav Chista Rebbe Hid, Amar Rebbe in Naziris Tahara, Chala Ela Ad Shmini. No. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you who it is. It's Rebbe. Shita's Rebbe. Well, Rebbe's of the position that when do you start a Nazir B'Tahara? A Nazir B'Tahara starts counting on day 8. Okay. Deitema Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehudi Amar Naziris Tahara Mishvi Yehuda Chayla. And meanwhile, there's another Tana, otherwise known as Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, do you know when a Nazir starts to resume his count of Nazirus? Not day 8, but rather day 7. Okay. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, just so that we're not more confused, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is describing a regular Nazir who started B'Tahara, becomes Tameh, and now it's going to go through the Tumah process. Again, shaving on day 7 and karbanos on day 8. According to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, you start counting your Naziris on day 7, not day 8. Okay. So in other words, the brisa that we've heard again and again over the last couple of days is going like Rebbe, not like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Fine.
Can I ask you a question? I'm just confused.
Yeah.
The Nazir who contacted Tuma, he doesn't restart until he gives the karbanos. But a person who was Tamei and wants to become a Nazir, he doesn't do the karbanos?
Right, he doesn't do the karbanos, correct. Correct.
That's correct?
That's correct. Right. That's correct. And just go, in other words, go. The Mishnah really spelled out this point. In other words, go back to Tezayin Amid Beis and just go over the Mishnah a couple more times. You're really digested when you see the Mishnah. So my Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara says, okay, Shitas Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. So what is that? The Tanya, the Gemara quotes the following Brisa. So obviously the Brisa starts off by the citation of a Pasuk. The Pasuk is, right, I'm starting the beginning of the Pasuk, even though the Brisa basically takes us to the end, but it's good for us to hear. Uve yom ha-shmini yavishtei sorim u'shnei b'nei yona ala kohen el pesach ovel moed. Okay, good. So the Pasuk describes how it's on day 8, meaning that's why I want to read the Pasuk in total. Because clearly in the Pasuk, we are now up to day 8 of his process of resumption of Nazirus. So, and what he's going to do is he's going to bring his karbanos. Again, a pair of birds, one chatas, one ola, and a karban asham. And now, the v'asa kohen echel chatas v'echel ola v'chiper ola v'asher chata al hanafesh. And now we're in the Gemara. V'kidash es rosho bayamahu. and his head gets sanctified on that day. Okay, now, head gets sanctified on that day, meaning, congratulations, you can now start counting your Naziris. Good. So, B'yam Avaz Karbanosav, Divrei Rebbe. The simplest reading of the Pasuk, and it's really, honestly, it's Pashup Shat. It's the simple reading of the Pasuk. It's that it starts on day 8. Okay. It starts, the counting starts on day 8. And that's Shita's Rebbe. And however, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, B'yam Taglachto, and according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, no, it doesn't start on day 8. Counting starts on day 7. Now that's a trick. Meaning, how did Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda read that Pasuk and conclude, oh, and oh, by the way, you start counting into zeros on day 7. How did that happen? Huh? In other words, contextually, when you look at the Pasuk in its entirety, it's clearly talking about day 8. The Pasuk says, and on day 8. Okay. I'm just foreshadowing. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay, so now, a good part of today's daf, meaning I know we're halfway through, but a good part of today's daf is going to be this Mishnah Krisus. Okay? And this Mishnah Krisus, admittedly, it's going to be tricky. It's such an easy Mishnah, and meanwhile, it's not. Okay? The Mishnah Krisus talks about having multiple Nazirus betuma, but meanwhile, only bringing one carbon. Okay. Again, I'm going to say it again, so we can digest. Nazir shenitma tumas harbei, a Nazir who has multiple tumas, but meanwhile only brings one carbon. Okay. If we could wrap our head around it, what does that mean? Look, when you're a Nazir and you become tameh, so you need a 7-day tahara process. Let's say on day 5 of your tahara process, you become tameh again. Okay. Are we going to call that now a second tuma? Obviously not. In other words, of course we're not going to call that a second tuma, because you are right now in the process of becoming tahara, but you're not tahara yet. So if you become tahara on day 4, day 5, whatever, any interim day, so all you just did is basically, okay, let's start again. But it's not a new tuma. It's just a continuation. It's the Hemshech. Okay. So now, what if you become Tameh, not on day 5, not on day 6, but on day 7? What if you become Tameh on day 8? Oh. What we're looking for now is the sweet spot. The sweet spot of which, on one hand, you can count it and register it as a new Tameh, and yet, when all is said and done, how many Karbanos are you going to be bringing? One set of Karbanos. That's what, in other words, the Mishnah in Krisos is pointing to that direction. Who can explain that? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi, Daman Nazirus Tahara Shvi Chayla." So Mishkachala. So the Gemara says, "Okay, we'll go like this. First, we'll say we'll start off with the sheet of Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi, which we were just introduced to, which is when do you start counting in the zeros? In other words, you're a Nazir, you become Tameh, you go through the Tahara process. It's day 7. It's day 8. When do you start counting? Day 7." Again, how do you read that in the Pasuk? Hold that question. The Gemara is going to answer that in just momentarily. But meanwhile, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you start counting on day 7. So now, here's the scenario. Day 7. So, it's a funny day in that you still have Karbanos to bring on day 8. So, in other words, you are far away from bringing Karbanos. You are a full day away from bringing Karbanos. But yet, you could start counting your Naziris anew. Perfect. We have a sweet spot. That means to say that according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, so if you become Tameh on day 7, since you were able to count a new Nazirus on day 7, so what can we call that? We now are able to call that a new Tumah. It's now another Tumah. At the same time, however, because the Karbanos are not due until the next day, so now even though it's a new Tumah, so are you on the hook for another set of Karbanos? No. Because the Karbanos that you had already lined up for your first Tumah can also work for your second Tumah, v'chule v'chule. Okay? And I know this is tricky. I understand. I know. So chazav nidma yimashvi, so kevan delo yatsa l'shar v'ule l'avi karban, enu chayv ala karban achad. Okay. So, and you're going to be chayv one carbon. Di temer Rebbe, because let's consider now that it's going like Rebbe. And that is the nitma biyom shvi'i v'chazav nitma biyom shvi'i. So kulu tuma rechtehi. Because according to Rabbi, what's day seven? Nothing. I know I'm speaking strongly, but just to make the point. Day seven is nothing. Meaning day seven, you cannot start counting your nazirus anew. In other words, you can't start counting until day eight. So now, if you become tamei in day seven, according to Rabbi, so what is that? It is basically, it's not a new tuma. It's basically scratch everything we did up until now. And let's try again. But it's not a new tuma. And init ma biyom hashmini v'chazav nitma b'shmini. So hare yatzah shah shiru lavi karban. And what happens if you become tama on day eight according to Rabbi? It's very simple. You become tama on day eight. Yes, it's true. It's a new tuma, but you're also going to have to bring now another set of karbanos. Consider that on day eight now. So even if you haven't brought your karbanos yet, it's a time in which you're eligible to bring your karbanos. So you're ready on the hook for karbanos for your nazir b'tuma. If you become tame again on day eight, so now you're going to have to go through the tahara process again, but significantly over here, you're going to have to bring another set of karbanos for this tuma. Okay? So my time with the Rebbe. Okay, so now, what do we have right now? When you are a nazir b'tuma, and you go through the tahara process. And again, we're talking about regular tumah, meaning I know for the last couple of days we talked about a nazir b'kever. If we can right now, clear the mind. We're talking about a regular nazir who is a nazir started b'tahara, now becomes tameh meis, has to go through a process. The process has two significant points: day seven, day eight. Day seven is tiglachas. Day eight is the bringing of karbanos. When does he resume starting his nazirus anew? When does he resume counting his nazirus anew? Your two options are either going to be day seven or day eight. According to Rebbe, it's going to be day eight. According to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, it's day seven. Okay. Now, with all that stated, and then what we also did is another important exercise, which is that we read the Mishnah and Krisos. How do you read that Mishnah and Krisos? The Gemara says it really only works according to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. Fine. With all that stated, that already is a lot of information. Right? Today's daf happens to have a lot. So with all that stated, now we're going to go back and do a simple exercise, and that is, how does each of these tanaim read the pasuk? So I'm Rav Chisda Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Damar Nazir Stahara. We did all that. Sorry. My time of the Rebbe. Okay. I'm a Kra. So here now, as far as Rebbe's concerned, so let's read the psukim. Again, what I'm going to do right now is read the beginning of the pasuk. It's not found in the Gemara, but it's really helpful. So, and then v'hadar v'kidesh es rosho. Oh, okay. Meaning, just read the pasuk. According to Rebbe, read the pasuk. What happens? You bring the karbanos, and now what happens? V'kidesh es rosho. Good. Congratulations, you could start counting your nazirs, which is day eight. The pasuk says it's day eight. Now, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, im kein lemakra v'kidesh es rosho. Now, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda will counter, and he'll say the following. I would have totally been on board with that if the Torah would have said v'kidesh es rosho, and it would have stopped right there. But it didn't. As we turn to the Amud Beis, bayomahu lamali. But then the Torah adds two more words in the pasuk, and that, of course, is bayomahu. V'kidesh rosho. Okay, I keep saying v'kidesh. V'kidash es rosho bayomahu. And his head gets sanctified on that day. What do you mean on that day? We already know it's talking about day eight. That's the beginning of the pasuk. So why does it say bayomahu?
Because say after the korban in the pasuk.
Again, that's a simple reading of the pasuk. That's perfect. That's simple reading. So, but by virtue of the fact that the Torah adds to what seems to be superfluous words, so lamali im eno inyan l'shmini teneo inyan l'shvi. Well, it's not talking about day eight. Why? Because it's unnecessary. I would have known day eight already. Default. The beginning of the pasuk tells me it's day eight. So bayamahu is coming to tell me that's referring to another significant day. There only are two choices, right? This is an easy multiple choice question. What are the two significant days of a nazir who is going through the tahara process? It's day seven or day eight? Day seven tiglachas. Day eight karbanos. So if the Torah is saying, you know, on that day, and it's not talking about day eight, there's only one more option. That's day seven. So Taneo.
The Bayamahu is referring referring to day seven.
That right? Perfect. Taneo inyan l'shvi. So Rabbi Nami aksi bayomahu. And now the Gemara is going to do its classic. And that is back and forth. So now that we know that bayomahu is significant for Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, you have to assume it's significant for Rabbi. Ula Rabbi Nami aksi bayomahu. Amar lacha Rabbi. Ha'ulachu da'asa. Lam lacha. Af api. Shalom hevi karbonosav. So according to Rabbi, I'll tell you what the significance is. Significance is that Bayama is telling me that you start to count even if you didn't bring your karbanos. Okay. V'rev chista ma'iduchei lo'ukmei k'rev Yosef rev Yehuda lo'ukmei k'gon denin ma'balal shmini. Okay. Now, Gemara over here, the flow of the Gemara over here is a little bit uneven. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that. Okay, I just did. So but now the Gemara is going back to that Mishnah in Croesus. The Mishnah in Croesus talks about a Nazir who goes through multiple tumas, but only brings one carbon. Okay. So again, multiple tumas, one carbon. The only way to properly explain that is only according to, only according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you become Tameh on day seven, and you become Tameh on day seven, and you keep becoming Tameh on day seven. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you can resume counting on day seven. So on one hand, you can call it now a new Tumah. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, because we're a day away from day eight every time, so the carbonus that you brought for one can be brought for the other, for the second, the third, et cetera, et cetera. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah in Croesus works. The Gemara now is just simply stretching. How about we say that the Mishnah in Croesus could also be going like Rebbe? Okay. I know, by the way, what an odd discussion. Meaning the Mishnayos are edited by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And meanwhile, you have a Stam Mishnah that's really difficult to go like Rebbe. But again, if you've been around long enough in the daf, you know that happens. It happens on a number of occasions. So why don't we suggest the following? I think I can squeeze that Mishnah into the Shita of Rebbe. Now remember, according to Rebbe, you don't start counting until day eight. And then what becomes the problem, the sticking point is the following. On day eight, if you become Tameh again before you brought your karbanos, well, you are already obligated to bring your karbanos for Tumah number one. So if you become Tameh on day eight, so that is a new Tumah requiring another set of karbanos. That's not the Mishnah in Croesus. The Mishnah in Croesus is describing multiple Tumahs, but one set of karbanos. And if, according to Rebbe, you become Tameh on day seven, well, that just simply scratches everything, all the 7 days. But then it's just a hemshech, it's just a continuation. Because you didn't start counting your Nazirus on day seven, you only start counting your Nazirus on day eight. So that's just a richta. It's just long and extended. So that's not multiple tumas. So we basically concluded that that Mishnah Croesus is not going like Rebbe. Okay? The Gemara says, how about this? How about you become Tameh on the evening of day eight? Erev Yom Shmini. Gemara suggests. So look, ma kigon de nitma bilal shmini. Tosus takes out the word dechazia. So maybe what's going to happen over here is that you become Tameh on the night of the 8th. So why not say that? Now, the night of the 8th, what an interesting time period. According to Rebbe, did you start counting your Nazirus? No. On the night of the 8th? Sure. Sure. In other words, Rebbe says you have to start counting on the 8th day. Well, the 8th day starts the night prior. Now, are you on the hook for Kabbanus on the night of the 8th? Oh, okay, fine. So now we are at a classic point in the Gemara. The Gemara, I was going to say, loves this discussion. Yeah, I could say it. In other words, the night of the evening of the day in which you bring a carbon. Now, there are two points to consider. One, you can't bring the carbon. Of course not. Because carbonus can only be brought during the daytime, not nighttime. Right? Rule number one, it's not rule number one, I made that up. But in other words, one of the most basic rules of karbanos can only be brought during the day, not the night. On the other hand, however, the Torah says that once you get to the eighth day, you are now in a period in which you are obligated and eligible to bring the karban. So the night prior is always a funny period of time in which you can't bring your karbanos, yet you're on the hook to bring the karbanos. Okay. Like a quasi-bein hasfar. It's a whatever. It's the night before the bringing of a kabanos. So now it brings us to a topic of what's called mechusar zman. So now the question becomes the following: during this mechusar zman period, where you are in the eighth day, in other words, halachically you're in the eighth day, but now because of we're talking about kabanos, you're simply it's premature to bring it at the night prior. So this mechusar zman period. So now, can we say, we basically have two options of how to say it. Number one, because you can't technically bring the karbanos, therefore, it's not a significant time. It's not significant. Alternatively, what you could say is, no, it is a significant time. It's just that there's a technical issue that you can't bring the karbanos until the next morning. So, midol amokim kerebi lemakasavar, laila lav mechusar zman. So now, before I read that, let's say it outside. So now here's what we could have tried to argue. What are we looking for? The sweet spot of having multiple tumas, but only having to bring one carbon for the multiple tumas. According to Rebbe, can't that be the night of the eighth? Because consider, the night of the eighth, are you counting your Nazirus? Yes. Are you obligated right now to bring a carbon? Right? Tough question to answer. Let us suggest for a moment that yes, you're obligated to bring a karbanos. Let me go in the other direction. Sorry for going back and forth. Let's argue right now that no, you can't bring a karban now. So if you can't bring a karban now, meaning because it's nighttime and not the next day, so now you are. We could say that you have multiple tumas, and yet one karban would satisfy it. So because on the night of the eighth you could start counting.
I understand, but
right.
But it has to be multiple. What is the comparison to multiple?
All we're trying to do is now try to work our way into a Mishnah Krisa. So Mishnah Krisa says there's such a case as multiple tumas and one carbon. Good. So now for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's easy. In fact, it's so easy. The Gemara says the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What we're trying to do is squeeze it into Rebbe. So the squeeze into Rebbe will be, you become Tamei on the night of the 8th. You becoming Tamei on the night of the 8th, on one hand now, registers as a new Tuma. On the other hand, you may not yet be obligated in the carbon, because the carbon only is brought the next day. So there we have it. In other words, multiple Tumas, but one carbon. But the Gemara says, but we're not suggesting that. You know why? Because, Mechusar Zman, now I'm going to read it inside. So, Laila's not mechusar zman. It's not premature. Which I know sounds funny. Can you bring the carbon on the night of? Obviously, no. But is it a time of eligibility? Yes. So, in other words, what happens when you hit the night of the eighth? Two things are happening. You could start counting your Nazirus anew, and you're obligated to bring a carbon. And if that's true, so now what? It doesn't fit into the Mishnah Krisus. The Mishnah Krisus says multiple tumas but one carbon. No. Over here, if you become tama in the night of the eighth, it's multiple tumas and multiple carbonos. Okay, fine. Amrav Adabahava Habahatalya. Iamart Laila Mechusus Manema Mechzila Carbon Lipsafra. Nizirus Namilo Chaila Ad Safra. Iamart Laila Mechusus Man Nizirus Atara Chaila Meorta. And the Gemara says, well, you know what you could say. What you could say is the following, and that is that the karbanos and your starting Nazirus are new are totally interconnected. In other words, here's what you could say. You could say that if you're counting your, if nighttime is a time of eligibility for karban, you can also start counting your Nazirus on the night of. But if Laila is not Mechusar Zman, if Laila is Mechusar Zman, so that means that you're only bringing the karbanos the day of, but you're only also counting day of. So in other words, these two points can be totally interconnected. And so why didn't the Mishnah try to squeeze it into Rebbe? Because Hava Hatalia, the two points are interconnected, and either you bring a karban and you count night of, or you bring a karban and you count day of. It's either one of those two. And that's why the Mishnah in Krisus can't be going like Rebbe. And the question of whether or not Laila's Mechusar Zman or not, maybe we don't have to resolve that issue. Okay. Let's go a little bit further for today. I know we're at the two dots. Let's not. Okay, I'm looking at the time. Okay, let's review our day today. That'll be good rather than to try to squeeze more Gemara in, and then tomorrow we'll pick it up from the two dots. Okay. First issue which we resolve conclusively is the following: Nazir Bekever. You become a Nazir while in a cemetery, and so now great, you're a Nazir, but meanwhile you're Tamei. Congratulations. So what do we know? So we know that he obviously has to go through the 7-day Tahara process with the Paraduma. We also know that he does not bring Karbonos on day 8. Why? The Karbonos that are brought on day 8 is for a Nazir. You started B'Tahara. You didn't start B'Tahara, you started B'Tumah. So you don't bring Karbonos on day 8. What about Tiglachas on day 7? Gemara concluded today's daf. So in today, in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says there's no Tiglachas. In other words, even though Tiglachas day 7, Karbonos on day 8, still they're connected. And so the karbanos are skipped on. So is the tiglachas. Okay, yeah, you don't do tiglachas as well. Good. That was our first topic in today's daf. Then, what we did is that once again we went over the difference between a nazir bekever versus a standard nazir. Nazir bekever. So when does he start counting his naziris? Day 7. A regular nazir started with tahara, then becomes tamei. And now goes to the Tahara process in order to resume Naziris. When does it resume? So the Braisa that we heard again, and today again is day 8. He starts counting on day 8. And the Gemara says, that's a machlokus. Even though we have been drilled into our head for the last couple of days that a regular Nazir starts counting on day 8, the day in which he brings his Karbanos, that's not everyone's position. There is today, we were introduced to two opinions, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe says you start counting on day 8, which is what we've been drilled into our heads for the last number of days. And meanwhile, the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda says that no, not day 8, but rather day 7. You start counting the zeros on day 7. And again, that's strange in the following context. It's strange because it's not Pashup Shat in the Psukim. Read the Psukim. You don't walk away with that conclusion. It's also strange because you still have more to go in order of finishing up your Tumah process. The Torah says on day 7, you obviously finish with the Paraduma. You also going to do Tiglachas on day 7. And on day 8, you still have to bring Karbanos. So it is a strange position, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, yet, doesn't matter that it's strange, that's his position. Okay. So what comes out that when do you resume counting your Naziris after going through the Tahara process? Machlokes between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe. Rebbe says day 8, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda says day 7. What did we do at the end of today's daf? Two things. Number one, is that how do you read the Pesukim? For Rebbe, it's easy. For Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, more of a challenge. Good, but that's what the Gemara did. The Gemara read the Pesukim for both positions. And the other thing that we did this morning is which of the two positions fits in better to that Mishnah in Krisos. That Mishnah in Krisos is hard. That Mishnah in Krisos says that you can have multiple tumas in one karbon. How does that work? The easiest way to say it, the Gemara acknowledges, is Rebbe Yosef and Rebbe Yehuda. Why? Because you become tamei on day 7. Perfect. So in other words, because now when you become tamei on day 7, that's a new tuma. It's a new tuma. Why? Because you already started counting in the zeros on day 7. So now it's a new tuma. But meanwhile, because it's not yet day 8, so now you're not yet chai of the karbon. So what you can now do is you can bring, at the end of your next resolution of tumah, you can bring one carbon for all of your tumas. Multiple tumas, one carbon. That's easy. And then what the Gemara tried to do is maybe there's a way to read that Mishnah Krisos according to Rebbe, and the Gemara acknowledges that's tricky. Maybe it's possible, but it's tricky. Good. That kind of takes us to the end. Tomorrow we'll pick it up at two dots.